Begin the current daven, set the Shabbos daf kuf lamed begin on alav. Begin to the maskot. It begins the words of the Mishnah opening up this new paragraph. Belez the Mila. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, he says emlohe bikli b'chuli. If you didn't bring a vessel, etc. Before Shabbos, mevi b'Shabbos maguli. Bring it in Shabbos uncovered. Which tries to explain that why don't we just say that you bring the child to the knife? Where in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer is saying that okay, so you're allowed to bring the knife through the Rishas Rabbim to circumcise the child on Shabbos. Now Taisus says, Taisus has to take a second look. He says, wait a second. What do you mean? Bring the child to the Mila knife. Now there's no Shabbos prohibition at all because we know that a living person carries himself. So you're not even really carrying. So why are you going to go ahead and bring the knife to the child? Shlomitaisa says, the cut in Tzarech Limayu. No, the child needs the mother. Because after the circumcision, you're going to have to bring him back to his mother. Ah, but us have a kafas. Then he has the category of like being bound together. Because since he's ill already now after the mila, because like the Gemara says, Yuma samakbam mebeis, that the Gemara says over there, still Jim Nassan says, no, you could even say that this teaching, what the Gemara is talking about, there is even like Rim Nassan. Ah, Rim Nassan says that the animal carries itself. No, chaylashani, when it's ill, it's different, which then we don't consider as the creature, as the living being carrying itself. So therefore, that would be the same thing over here with the child. Although, yes, bring the child there, you would have chayin esezatim. On the way back, you wouldn't. So anyways, you would be carrying one way or the other, either the knife or the child. Now, Bagam also says, Taisus, imashi, imasakenes, the mother, who she's also in a precarious life-threatening situation because of childbirth, like tuchalabel, it's latinic. She wouldn't be able to come near the child because the child would be over there. So therefore, since you wouldn't be able to leave the child over there, you have to bring it back to the mother, and the mother can't go there. So therefore, that's why we're going to bring the knife to the child, not the child to the knife. But Yishlam, another thing Taisa says is, keeping the Yisra Bekal Yavi, Hakli, Mishyavi, Tanik, since it's easier, obviously, to bring the Mila knife to the child than to bring the child to the Mila knife. Sure, Rabbi Lezer, Gedei Lamar HaMitzvah, Rabbi Lezer permitted that to make the mitzvah more efficient, quicker. Even though, yeah, technically you do it without even being over in the Isra of Shabbos. It's obvious from the Gemara, because Dam the Gemara says, Pam Achal Shal Kubalei Viyu Ezem L'Rav Shabbos. One time it happened, they forgot to bring the Mila knife before Shabbos. The Viyu B'Shabbos Shal B'Tzani, they brought the knife not the way Rabbi Lezer wanted, because Sheviyu De'achat Tzeitz of Agagaz of Kaviv, they brought through the courtyard, through the roofs, through the enclosed areas. They could have brought it through the Shasram. Therefore, he was upset. He says, why do you do it this roundabout way? Why aren't you bringing it through the streets? Amos, so you see, the Shari Rebbe Lezer, Derech Shazram, Rebbe Lezer permitted to be brought through the streets. That they rise, which that's the biblical violation of Eitzah, just Kedei Lamar Mitzah, just do the Mitzah quicker. Even though you could have done it in a way that's only rabbinically prohibited, still, we see that to go ahead and do it quicker, he lets you violate the Issa Deraisa again, because Mila is permitted. But again, that is why the same thing is here, is to bring the knife to the child and not the child to the knife. So Taisa asked, why aren't you bringing the child to the knife, and you won't have to Michal Shabbos? So Taisa says, first of all, that even if you do that, you would have to Michal Shabbos, you have to bring the child to the mother. And second of all, Taisa says that because you want to do the mitzvah quicker, even though you could do it in a way that would not be an Issa Deraisa. So next, Taisa Damascus begins words of Gemara, Sasa Neichi, I rejoice. Taisa brings the source that we find that we do the mitzvah Mila with joy. Because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel had said, whatever mitzvah Jewish people with joy, like Mila, like says, Sasa Neichi Lemersecha, they still do with joy, which they make all suda for the Mila. Taisa explains that since this pasuk is Sasa Neichi Lemersecha said regarding Mila, is that we find B'medrash that says, Lamnatzecha Leshminis Ksiv, says in the Perkin Telem, Lamnatzech, Alashminis, which Hanidrish al Hamila, which is expounded regarding circumcision, Shebishmini, which is on the eighth day, which on that David sang his song. So you see, David Melch was rejoicing regarding the Mila. So if we could presume that David says, Sasanechel Mersecha, the intention is regarding the Mitzah Mila. Additionally, Tis can explain now the source that the Mitzah Mila that they received with joy, and they're still doing with joy, because Rechina means, so do we find Pikadir Belezah. Says, Vyas Avram, Mishnah Gala B'yemi Gamas Yitzchak. Avram made a great party when he weaned Yitzchak. Now, you could read the word higamel b'yoyim hag mol es Yitzchak. What does that mean? The hainu b'yoyim eshmini demila. The eighth day of the circumcision, giving you hag, that's the numerical value of hag, which is hey and gimel is 5 and 3 is 8. Higamel is 8 mol on the eighth day that he circumcised him, that he made a party. So you see that they received this mitzvah with simcha. That's from Rabbi Natal. Two next says the master begins the words of Gemara. Amalek sent them kampeyayna, the wings of a dove. Tis explains, how do we see from here that the mitzvah tefillin, the Jewish people were not meis nefesh for misa, because the Bryson said, any mitzvah that the Jewish people were meis nefesh, they're still doing, that they were not meis nefesh, like Mrs. Tumah, it's still loose in their hands. They're not so careful. So he explains, how do we know that they were not Maisa Nefesh? Because they have this whole story, Lishma Knafayim, they ran into the street, and he took it off from his head, and he said it's a dove's wing, and that's what it ended up being. It says Taisus differently than Rashi. He says, Harishli Moser Atmalem Tvilnim. He says that you see that Elisha himself would not Meiser to say the truth that they would Tvilnim. Obviously, the Jewish people not Meiser Nefesh. That's from Rabbeinu Shmuel. Therefore, that's where you see that they were not Meiser Nefesh. And therefore, everyone, they weren't careful in the mitzvah either. They were rough bidem of having a Gufnaki when they were Tvilnim.